Torah Or Vayetze Peshchav Beis, second paragraph. Okay, this is the beard on the whole concept of the stone and elevating the world and bringing down Elokus down here and so on and so forth. So he says, Ach ein zetachus ha-mechuven, this is not the ultimate purpose. Then afterwards, after Yaakov Avinu built the Matzeva, it says, Vayitzik Shemen Oresha. He poured oil on top of it, Shemen, which is Hamshachas Chochmi Lo, bringing down the level of Chochm, which is Teira. Or it's saying, is Baruch Shanim Shuchayde Bechinas Yaakov Yud Akev. This is the level of Yaakov, like we learned, Yud Akev, Elokus coming down. Shemen, Chochma coming down. Like it says, the Yaakov made this, but Yaakov is served some be Yisroel. This is a Kater Shalomata Begashmias. That with these few lines we learned, that the Torah is dealing with physical things, like a machla par v'chamor exchanging a cow for a donkey, which is gili amshochas chochmi lo, which is all the wisdom of Hashem, the revelation of the wisdom, shokol proti alochas, all the details of alochas, shenifritu, that were, different alochas, you say dosim barri kedish, of chochmi lo. This is rooted in the essence of Hashem's chochmah, this is what Hashem's intellect demands. As Dalt Rebbe says in Tanya, that Reuven says this, Shimon says this, the halacha should be this. Where does it come from? From the Chochmah of Hashem, Chochmah of Atzilus. And therefore, what's the purpose of Eishaka Teira Gamke? Al Derech Zeh, what's the purpose of learning Teira, occupying Teira mitzvahs? Laham Shil Chochmah Lo Benafshi. To reveal this level of Chochmah within himself, that causes the breaking of evil and transforming evil. Therefore, if that's the purpose, to bring Elokus down in the world, that's the ultimate kavanah, through Torah and mitzvahs, to bring godliness down into this physical world. And therefore it says, Malahalam Beimu Beyira. Just say Matan Teira was with fear and awe. The Jews were trembling and everything. I've kind of the same thing. The Gemara says every time a person learns has to have the same level of fear and awe. Shatipal al Adam Ema Vafachat. But Asoka Bateir, what he learns Teira, like it was Bishas Kabbalah's Har Sinai. And every time a Jew learns, it's like Har Sinai given all over again. And he says, Vine Sham Bar Sinai. And he says like this, by Har Sinai, Luchid Al Rebbe is asking a question, how could we come to that level? By Har Sinai was, they saw the voices, they saw the fires, they saw, it was an awesome scene at Har Sinai. Panim b'panim diva, ve'echi amshir kol adim yiru ilo zu b'chol zman. How can a person have the same awe as it was the original time when it was taka awesome? There was Hashem revealed himself, and they saw the voices, and they heard lightning and thunder, and that was an awesome thing. How can a person have that every time they learn Torah? And he says like this, when a person puts to his heart, meaning you feel, that the Torah that he learns is amshoch es chochme ilo, is bringing. Now, when your Jew learns Torah, like it says, when a Jew learns Torah, Hashem is putting Hashem's words in the person's mouth. When a Jew learns Torah, with our physical brain, we understand something of Torah. This Torah that we're learning is the wisdom of Hashem. And where are we bringing it down? Into our physical brain. And like you said, Chochmah, because Chochmah is the level of Bittul, Chochmah is the vessel to Elokus, higher than world. Like you said before, you put the stones on top of his head, higher than the head, higher than the level of Chochmah. And that level of Hashem, darkness and light, is exactly the same thing. Milo mata high and low, ruchnis v'gashmis, physical and spiritual shoven. Im kain, ein kan hest upon him klal. So, okay, I'll try something like this. How do you get this level of bitul? When you realize, when I'm learning Torah, I have the ability to bring down a level of godliness that is so great that it's above physical and spiritual, above higher and lower, above light and dark, and this is what I'm bringing down when I learn a piece of Gemara, a piece of Chumash, a little Chassidus, whatever it may be. Okay, Malahal and Hakol Shava. Okay, so he says now, even individual person doing it, how much more so when it's Berabim? To understand the ultimate purpose of Yaakov Avinu coming down. Like you said before, Tzave Yeshua is Yaakov Shin Ayin lights. To take from the stones of the place. To elevate them, like you said before. And then after elevating world, right, like we said, what was Avaida? Yaakov took the stones of the place, diversity, made it into one, made it into a Matzeva, which is world elevating to Elokus, and then he brings down Elokus down into the world. That's the level of the pouring oil on the Mizbeach. He's bringing Shemen, which is the highest level, down below. He's Chochmi Lom Milmailalamatu. And he says, this descent into the world is what it says. Yaakov went out from Be'er Sheva. What's Be'er Sheva? The well of Sheva, right? That's what it was called, Be'er Sheva. Be'er, humokur umayin hanevea zaimidis al yenis. Well is the source of water. That means Be'er, well, is the source of the Zion Midas, Lucha Hashem Agdula, that is all the level of Bittul. Vayelech Charona, which is Begmatria Gorin. Okay? Charon equals 258. Gorin also equals 259, but with the word it's 250, whatever. Rapachin is Gorin. But what's garden? Garden means the throat. When a person speaks, normally the voice comes out without any blockages, without any disturbances. He says like this. Garden is really garden. Okay, the numerical value of it. But the difference is like this. Chodon means, like you said, nicha greini, my throat is parched. When your throat's parched, it doesn't come out well. It doesn't come out properly. So the job is to take chodon and make it avo chodon, eitzis noch, like he says, nicha greini, hainu shegeve, but you say the eish. It's like the element of fire becomes stronger. Ke'akol kolol eish rochamayim. Okay? Fire, I mean, you know, your hot air. So you have voice, the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, has water in it, has moisture when you speak, ruach and fire. Ruach ikir is pashtus halev, hevel alev. Okay? The air is the heart, air. Mayim hani lachluch isareya, the wetness, the moisture of the lung when you speak. Ve'esho amachre kesakul. And the fire divides the voice, yes, half siglis halakas. Okay? So therefore he says like this. Normally when a person speaks, the predominant power is ruach. So you speak. When you get a hoarse throat, or you're parched, right? So then the element of fire blocks the speech. Therefore when the yaseidah becomes powerful, humafsik asakoil, it blocks the voice, that you can't speak normally. In other words, what's Yaakov Avinu doing? He's going to Charon, which is parched, and he's making it nicha, and he's making it into Garden to be able to speak clearly. And the meaning like this. Charon, we learned before, is the place that gets God angry. That means Hashem is not able to reveal himself. Hashem's speech is the life of the world. But normally, Hashem's life to the world comes in a normal way. But Choron blocks, because of the klipa, the evil of Choron, Chorein Af Shomokim, it blocks the lifeline from Hashem to come properly to the world. And therefore it's klipa. That it should not come into only Kedusha. Then, evil has an ability. Meaning like this. When Kedusha comes normally, Klipa can't exist. But when Kedusha is blocked, so then what happens is, then the chayas of Kedusha could come to evil also. Because it's being blocked, it's not coming down in the proper way of bittul. That's why Choron is the level of klipa, and then it's called nelamti dumia. I became silenced, quiet. Shenif sekal kol v'am shocha, and then the voice stops. V'nas the bechinas nifred. It becomes separated, and that's the bein anhogas elimus. And then it runs the world in a way of Golus Yisrael v'Shibud Mitzrayim. Ubovel. Why? Machmas Tagberis or Eish v'Tekef Hadin. Because of the element of fire. Meaning like this. When you have a sore throat, it's Eish. It's fire. Right? That's what happens. So, when a person normally speaks Greini, Gorin, so then it comes down normally, and therefore it only comes to Kedusha. When the element of fire becomes dominating it, instead of Ruach, so then it becomes parched, which means the voice doesn't come out clearly, meaning in Ruchnius, that the power of Hashem giving existence to the world gives Koyach to evil. And then, and it becomes separate between that, Ubein b'chol nefesh mi'Yisrael b'avedas Hashem. And then it separates Klipa, but Klipa also gets sustenance of Mitzrayim and Bavel and all that, between the Aveda sha'asek ha'teira shalei, which is nifir of le'bechin is bitul, and so b'chli is gilech ha'chmosek. But then the problem is, when the Yidin learn Teira, they're not learning it properly. They're not learning with proper bitul. That's the concept of Golas. What happens in Golas? The dominating force of Kedusha now giving chayas to Klipa. That's the whole concept of exile, of Golas. Exile means you are not in control of yourself. That's the definition of exile. If you total control of yourself, you can do whatever you want. You're not in exile. Right? Golas is somebody else is controlling you. Which in Ruchnius means Hashem wants to reveal himself in a normal way of Kedusha. Golus is not letting that happen, obviously because Hashem allows it to happen, that Golus can control him, but the Eibishter goes into Golus. What does it mean Hashem is in Golus? What do you think about it? Hashem is in Golus. Shchinta begalusa. Yeah, what does that mean? It means kaviyachol, that what in exile, I'm not in control of myself. I can't do what I want. Somebody else tells me what to do. Hashem wants to reveal Kedusha. Now Klipa dominates it, that it doesn't let it reveal Kedusha as is. It makes it reveal Kedusha in a way that Klipa can also exist from it. But
going back like a few minutes, you said that, I mean, the Al-Server said, if Kedusha is blocked, can't come down, then it's going to go to Klipa.
Correct.
It's not coming down. Shouldn't go to anything.
No, it's not coming down in the normal form to Kedusha.
If it's not coming down, so nothing.
It's coming down not to Kedusha, though.
But it's not coming down. If it's
the blockage means it still comes down, but not in the way of revelation. Not in it's coming down.
The Jews are conduit to bring Kedusha into the world.
So right. If it's not, but when evil dominates it, when evil dominates it, that chayis comes down anyway. The world has to exist anyway. That has to exist anyway. The question is, when the Jews are good, there's no golus, so then it only comes into Kedusha. And Klipa gets a very external, limited power. Now, when golus happens, the golus gets the main thrust of it. Because the Jews are not a keli for it, and Jews are pnimius. If they're not a keli for it because they sin, So then the Kedusha is blocked, meaning it can't come down into them in a way of Kedusha because they're not a vessel for it anymore. So where does it go? It goes to Klipa.
And nothing comes to Kedusha?
Very little.
And Galus is 100% our fault?
No?
I mean, it's a formula. Hashem, you know, made a deal with Avraham Avinu.
Yeah, but that's because the Jews are going to sin. Our sins called Galus. What's the positive aspect of Galus? Because through Galus, you accomplish more. It's like, sin is good or bad?
Bad.
After the fact that somebody sinned, it's good or bad?
If you do tshuva, it's good.
If you do tshuva, it's good. So then the sin ended up to be good.
If you do tshuva.
If you do tshuva. Okay. So now, sin itself is bad. Galus itself is bad. But what's the good why Hashem created the ability of Galus? Hashem didn't have to make Galus. Why did Hashem allow sin to happen? Why does Hashem allow a person to sin? A person eats not kosher, yeah? The ability to eat comes from Hashem. Hashem could block his, close the mouth and finish. Who gives him the ability to eat? Hashem. Why does Hashem allow him to sin? After the fact. Why does Hashem allow him to sin? Because Hashem wants to give him an opportunity to do tshuva. So Galus is there to block it. We create the Galus. It says clearly, the second we stop sinning, it's like spring. It's spring, right? The second it's over, it goes back to what it was.
The Rebbe over here is saying that Yaakov Avinu is not only enough to bring it from Lamat to Lamana. You should be able to bring it from Lamala to Lamata.
That's what he said. That's why he poured oil on the Mizbeach.
Right.
That was his Aveda.
Both.
But he says, that's what he's saying, Achinei Tachlis Yuridazu Shabchinus Yaakov. Or the Neshama, like we were speaking last night. The ultimate purpose of Yaakov Avinu, coming mi'igra rama mi'ber sheva, mokam midas oyenus, like you said, be'er sheva, by the way, be'er sheva is the well of seven, which is the seven midas. So be'er sheva is the source of the seven midas, which normally have the level of bittul. So Yaakov Avinu is coming down from the highest of places, from the source of midas, which are l'cho Hashem agdul of agvura, and he's coming, lebira mikto, mokum achoron, the place of choron, hamafsik umakav is kolam shochli is prin sniffin. Then Yaakov Avinu is coming to a place of pirut. Instead of the midas being bottled to Hashem, right? Instead of the midas being bottled to Hashem, they become separated from Hashem. Why is he doing that? Why did Hashem want Yaakov to go from Be'er Sheva all the way down to choron? It's like we learned before, to elevate Choron. And then the advantage is, the advantage of light that comes from dark is greater than the light by itself. So when Yaakov Avinu elevates Choron to Kedusha, it's even greater than Be'er Sheva. If not, the Chassidus already says, if Yaakov Avinu is going out of Be'er Sheva to go to Choron, to be elevated to the same place as Be'er Sheva, let him just stay there. You invest a dollar in business and you make back a dollar. Why are you investing for? Just don't do anything. What?
After Yaakov Avinu left, Lava was still Lava. He didn't change at all.
I know, but the sparks of Kedusha that he left took from there.
That he took away from there?
Yeah, that he took away from there.
Yeah, but he didn't actually elevate the inhabitants of that place. Maybe he did. Maybe
he did to a certain extent. But Lavan, again, Chassidus explains.
I'm sure the people he took
with Lavan is Levin Ha'elyin. You know what level? At the end of the Parsha, when Yaakov ran away and Lavan chased him, and over there, Eda Galazad, they made this gal between Lavan and Yaakov. Not only that, explained, that's the level of Lag Ba'omer. There was a barrier between this level of Lavan, Levin Ha'elyin. Levin's the highest levels of Kedusha. Like Pari, it says, it's Periru Kol Nehirin. It's a level of breaking all barriers. It's such a great Kedusha, Pari, in the source. Lavan is Levin Ha'elyon, the ultimate level of purity, the highest and the highest of levels. But he came down, he fell very low. So Yaakov took, like they, what did the brothers say? Me'asher lo avinu asas kol. From Lavan, he made all this wealth. From the Klipa, he made all Kedusha. is kedei lahav iliskaf yisitrachra. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? He came down to break evil, transform evil, and then it becomes from charon rina. Like he said, the ches is broken, and then it becomes a hay, and then charon becomes rina. Ukmesha calls him is on the pasuk gaar chayes kana. That he chops off the reed, whatever it's called. Shemecham, it's nasam matzam. From the he cuts the corner of the ches, meaning he cut off the third leg and make it matzam. Zev shafti b'sholem el beis avi, where from choron, right? If shafti b'sholem from choron el beis avi, and that's the level of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is chaykos alil kim, which is the rino that becomes from charon. Like you said before in the Maimer, why is it v'shafti b'sholom abeis avi to the level of Yitzchok yato avinu? Why? Because Yitzchok is chayk, enjoyment, pleasure. What was the pleasure? When you take evil and make evil into kedusha, it's a much, much greater level than evil by than kedusha by itself. And therefore he says, the shafti b'shalom obeis avi. Future, that the revelation of Yitzchok is primarily when Mashiach comes, all the nation will be turned to the level of kedusha. The God is kaf, yitzitrach, when you break and subdue evil. Then it becomes chayk, the chedva becomes level of joy, like it says, "Chayk haMelech vaSarim meinyan esapchus." Like David Rochav is all, like he says, "Tzipa medaberes," like the enjoyment of a parrot, which is something new. So what's enjoyment? Like we learned the other day, in the actual Maimer, not in the beer. The Rebbe explains in the Maimer, enjoyment comes from something new. Like we learned before, SOSO, same old, you don't get enjoyment from it. What do you get enjoyment from? From something new. Change of scenery, change of this. The ultimate pleasure Hashem has, by the way, why is it down here that pleasure comes from new things? Because that's the way it is Lamaila. In Kedusha, Hashem, when he says like this, when odd is odd and Kedusha is Kedusha, okay, that's what it is. What do you want? But you make Chayshach into odd, and Ra into Tev, that's something brand new. And like you said, that's Chassidus explained. That's the purpose of a neshama coming into a body. The purpose of a neshama coming into a body is to become from the tzaddik it is in Gan Eden to the level of Baal Tshuva down here. Why? Because down here, dealing with Gashmias and using Gashmias for Kedusha, that's the enjoyment by Hashem. And he says, Mash'enkin Adam HaMedaber. But a person who talks, which is normal, then you don't have this level of enjoyment. Therefore, Chazal say, in a place where Bali Tshuva's ten tzaddikim can't, because of the transformation of darkness that tzaddikim don't have. Tzaddikim bring light. Bali Tshuva makes dark into light. And therefore Chazal say that when the Eden do tshuva, the Rambam quotes this Gemara also, Yisrael eis in tshuva or miyad hei nigolim, they're immediately redeemed. Why? What's the union of tshuva to geula? Because the tachos bias Mashiach, because the ultimate purpose of Mashiach's coming is liyas tzchek v'chedva, to have this level of enjoyment and joke and laughter. By transforming light to dark to light, evil to kedusha, that's what it is, and that's why Maimed is out. That only you're going to be our father. Why? Because the whole purpose why the neshama comes into the body, into this world. And the same thing, why do Yidden have Golus in this world itself? What's the purpose of Golus? The Deichik Parnasa and the worries about making a living. Kadei sheyalu v'yaveyu v'yagiyu, that they should become elevated, come, and reach the level of Yitzchak v'tzitzchek v'chedzel. So Hashem wants the neshama to come into the physical body with all the headaches and all the problems and all the darkness, and especially in Golus, in the world, which is even worse, for one reason, to come to the level of Tzchek. Now, he says now, Achkeitzad, Yoshem b'chinas Chodon l'b'chinas Yitzchak. But how does a Jew come from Chodon back to Yitzchak? Okay, it's not such an easy avodah. You're all involved in Klipa. Hinezel, Omer HaKosva, that's what the Pasuk says. Bishafti b'sholem, I'll come back peacefully. What does that mean? What does Shalom do? What is peace? If two people are not fighting, you can't make peace, because they're not fighting. Two people fight, two opposites, and then you make peace between them. What does Shalom do? It connects and ties two opposites. Like it says, Eitz Shalom b'mreimav, Hashem makes peace on high. Like we know, the pshat is, there's an angel called Michal, there's an angel called Gavriel, this is fire, this is water, this is chesed, this is gevurah, there's a, technically a big fight going on up there. They're opposite levels. So he says, Eitz Shalom b'mreimav, b'michal, Shalom, shalom, l'rachik shenaseh kodav. Okay, so what's the union of shalom? The union of shalom is actually the concept of connecting two opposites. What does that mean? Connecting chodon with kedusha. Evil and kedusha are fighting, right? They don't get along. What does Shalom do? Shalom makes peace between evil and Kedusha, meaning evil becomes part of Kedusha. U'b'Shalom is Beis Shalom, v'shafti b'Shalom. Like I said, this is all explaining what he said before in the Maimon. Mimata l'mayla, u'mamayla l'mata, he explains somewhere else. So he says, she'yizgal atzcheka olyon la'osid, when Mashiach comes, and this level of tzcheka is going to be revealed. Kadis kafi v'sapchum, when you do the aved of golas, breaking evil, transforming evil, haynu, shulo yehei, shlit of yinikla klipas sitrach reklal, that evil won't exist, because we're going to be geula, like it says, ruch atum avim en orech, oretz, so what's going to happen then? How will there be peace between Gashmitz and Nuchi? It's very simple. The coarseness of the world, the lowness of the world will become refined, that it won't feel, it won't feel as a separate entity. Because reality is like this. The world is not a separate entity. It just feels itself to be a separate entity. The world is batul tashem, everything batul tashem. The problem is, we don't feel that way because the world doesn't feel that way. World feels as a separate entity, but it's not reality. So lasa lovei, what's going to happen? Reality will be revealed in the world. What's the reality? That the Gashmis is really as much God as Ruchnias is. There's no difference between that. Rakakol yuchlo b'chinas ayin. Kizeo tachas b'riyas elim es migayin liyesh. That's the ultimate purpose. This hapcha, m'chinas yesh, l'b'chinas ayin. Then Hashem will be Elokim. Okay.